Chapter 9. Ring-a-ding-ding. "Be careful this time, okay?" Jonah says.
"I will, I promise."
"Remember, uncurse Mary Rose, make Aladdin worthy of the princess, and get us home. Got it?"
"Shh, you're distracting me." Very, very carefully, I rub the side of the ring. Poof! From the center of the ring, out comes a puff of sparkly purple haze. Then I see the thin, smoky, dental floss-like puppet strings again. The strings are attached to the ring and to another genie. A girl genie.
"Oh," I say, "you're a girl."
She stretches her arms above her head.
"I am."
"And you're young. Not young like us, but like my mom when she was in college." Her pink hair is tied into a long braid down her back. She's wearing a silver one-piece jumpsuit and white sneakers.
"I'm 160, she says. "Not that young. But I am new at this. I've only been a genie for 100 years or so. Before that, I was a kindergarten teacher."
"You can still grant wishes, though, right?" I ask hopefully. She nods slowly.
"Yes."
I clear my throat. I will be specific this time, and I will choose my words carefully. Very, very carefully. "We would like you to free Mary Rose, the fairy who's trapped in our basement mirror in Smithville. Please uncurse her and set her free." "Mary Rose, not you. Can you repeat what I just said to make sure that it's all clear, so we know we're on the same page?" The genie nods.
"You want me to uncurse the fairy who lives in your basement mirror, so that she can be free?"
"Yes," I say, relieved. "You got it. This is going to work. This is really going to work. We're going to free Mary Rose. Yes!"
"I can't do that," she says.
The genie glances at Jonah and Prince.
Hi.
"Hi,"
Jonah says. Prince sniffs her sneaker. "What do you mean?" I ask.
"Why not?"
She shrugs.
"I'm just a baby genie. My magic isn't that strong yet. I can't reverse someone else's spell. Maybe in 100 years or so."
"We don't have 100 years. I look at my watch. It's 12:15 a.m. at home. Who knows what time it is here?
We have until 6:45 a.m.
She tilts her head.
"What? It's only 6 p.m. right now."
"Oh. Since we arrived 3 hours ago at 3 p.m. here, that means every 5 minutes at home is 1 hour here. So we have some time. Not 100 years, but still good."
"Can you get the other genie, the genie of the lamp, to come back?" Jonah asks.
The girl genie's bright yellow eyes widen.
"Where did he go?"
I sigh. "We freed him. It was an accident.
I can't make a powerful genie do what I bid," she tells me. "You have to have tons of power for that."
I glance up the steps where a square little door used to be. "Okay, can you open the hatch to the cave?" I ask. The genie looks relieved.
"Yes," she says. "Probably. Is that your wish, to open the hatch?"
"Yes," I tell her. "That's my wish."
"Okay," she says. "Here goes nothing."
She rubs her hands together and chants,
"Let the magic flow. It's time for us to go."
There's a burst of light from her finger. I feel a swirl of air around us that gets stronger and stronger, and then, pop, the hatch bursts open.
"Wahoo!"
I cry.
"You did it!"
She smiles, pleased.
"I did."
We all climb out of the cave. Ah, fresh air. I glance around to make sure the evil magician isn't lurking anywhere. I don't see him. Woo. The genie's pink hair looks even pinker in the sunset. "What's your name, anyway?" I ask her. "Are we just supposed to call you Genie?"
"It's Karima," she says.
"Hi, Karima," I say. "Nice to meet you." I'm Abby, and this is my brother Jonah. That's our dog, Prince, I add. Prince is wriggling around the ground with his belly in the air. Karima smiles at Prince. Pleasure to meet you all, she says. Ow, my elbow has started to sting again. Should I ask Karima if she could make it stop hurting? I mean, she is a genie, and isn't her job to grant wishes? Karima, I say, my elbow is really hurting. Can you help me?
I can try, she says.
She scrunches her lips together and says,
magic that would, let your elbow feel good.
My elbow starts to tingle, and then presto, it stops burning. Hurrah! I cry, you did it. Karima beams. What else can you do? I ask. We have a whole list of stuff. Her yellow eyes widen.
Can I see it?
Oh, I laugh. It's not an actual list. It's just in my head.
Like a magic carpet, Jonah cries. I wish for a magic carpet.
You're not holding the ring, Karima tells him. I can only grant the wishes of the person who has the ring.
Jonah turns to me, his eyes all lit up.
Can I have the ring? Can I have the ring?
He begs. I'm keeping the ring, I say. I don't want you to lose it. He frowns.
No fair. I haven't messed up anything all day.
I flush. True, I'm the one who messed up. And now it's my responsibility to make things right. The ring is our only way to save Aladdin's whole future and free Mary Rose and get ourselves home. I can't take any chances with it. Jonah makes his face all cute.
Then can you at least wish for a flying carpet? Pretty please.
Deal. I turn back to Karima. I wish my brother had a flying carpet. Jonah jumps up and down.
Thanks, Abby! You're the best!
Aw, it is pretty sweet that he still thinks I'm the best after all my mistakes today.
Okay, I can do that, Karima says.
Carpet, carpet in the sky. Carpet, let us see you fly.
A beautiful woven carpet appears right above the hatch. It has an intricate lilac and purple border with a gold medallion in the center, and it's hovering 2 feet off the ground. It reminds me of something, but I can't think of what.
Hurrah! Jonah cries. A flying carpet! How cool is that?
I have to admit, it's pretty cool. But we need to focus here. We have to get back to Aladdin now. I tell Jonah, we need to give him the ring. I glance at Karima. The genie of the lamp was supposed to do all kinds of magic spells for Aladdin, like zap up a huge palace. Are you able to do that?
I'm not sure, she says with a shrug. But I can try.
Great. She's much nicer than that lamp genie. So my next wish is for you to take us to Aladdin's house. She frowns.
Well, I can't do that.
What do you mean? Why not?
You already made 3 wishes, she says. 3 wishes is my limit.
I thought that was just in the movie. I only get 3 wishes?
Yes, 3 wishes per day.
Oh, that's not that bad. Have I already made 3 wishes? I wished for her to open the hatch. That was 1. I wished for my burning elbow to stop hurting. That was 2. I wished for the flying carpet for Jonah. Grr. Now what? So I can make another 3 wishes tomorrow? I ask.
Yep, no problem. And 3 more the day after that.
I'm not sure how many days we're going to be here exactly, but good to know.
What if I take the ring? Can I get 3 wishes today too?
Jonah asks. Nope, I can only do 3 in 1 day. Sorry, that's the way my magic works.
Bummer, Jonah says. But hey, maybe we can take the flying carpet to Aladdin's.
We don't know where he lives, I point out.
We know the way back to the place where he was playing duck ball, he says. We'll head there and try to find him.
I put the magic ring back on my finger. Harima disappears. Hey, where did she go? I ask, looking around.
Maybe that's how the ring works, Jonah says. You take it off, rub it, and she appears. You put it back on, and poof, she goes back inside the ring.
Sounds about right. I make sure the ring is on tight. I don't want it falling off my finger while Jonah and I are riding the magic carpet.
I'm climbing on, Jonah exclaims.
He throws himself at the carpet and sits up.
Do you talk?
He asks the carpet. It does not respond.
I guess not, he says, shrugging.
I step over and lift myself onto it behind my brother. It wobbles underneath me. It feels a bit like a trampoline.
Okay, Prince, your turn. Jump on.
Prince does not move.
Prince, you heard Jonah. Come on.
Prince looks at me and lifts his leg to pee.
Come on, Prince. Be a good dog and jump on, Jonah says. You can help me steer.
Prince tilts his head, barks, and then jumps up onto the rug. He sits down in the center, right between me and Jonah.
Okay, we're all aboard, I say. Lead the way.
Jonah holds one arm straight out like he's Superman.
Go, carpet, go!
It doesn't move.
He says. It must not respond to voice commands. Maybe if I pull on one of the tassels?
He pulls one of the tassels and we tilt to the right. I almost fall off. Yikes! Careful! He pulls another tassel and we tilt to the left. He pulls another one and we go forward.
I did it! He shouts. We're moving forward!
Good job, I say, even though we're moving very slowly. Is there a tassel for speed or to go higher? He pulls another one and we go up half a foot. I quickly take off the ring, rub it, and Karima pops out in the swirl of purple haze. The smoke strings blow a bit in the breeze from the slightly moving carpet.
Hi, she says. What's up? You're using the carpet. Great.
Does this go any faster? I ask. Or higher? She shakes her head, her long pink hair swaying.
Probably not. I told you my magic isn't that strong.
So this is the fastest and highest we can go? I ask. We are now 3 feet off the ground. We are flying about the same speed that we can walk.
I guess so, Karima says. Enjoy.
I slide the ring back on and she disappears. At least we won't get any more blisters from walking, I say. And off we go.